Praise the Lord. Well, this has been a camp of camps. God has done so much. Even before we arrived here and during this time, and we just thank him so much for what he's done. Just bow in a word of prayer now. Loving Father, we look to you, that you put on my heart and the words and the thoughts that are in your mind. Let your people be edified, we pray. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I really appreciated the scriptures that Brother Sunbo read from Hebrews. We just thank God for his word, because we do not need to go astray if we hide his word in our hearts and can follow in the instructions that he gives us. I thought of a couple scripture verses when Brother Sunbo was ministering about going on and pressing on. And one was from Galatians, "Stand fast in the liberty where Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Lord wants us to be free. He wants us to that our spirits will be set free to walk with him and to minister to others. Also, the scripture says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, as we walk with God, the way is upward. The way is positive. Praise his name. And Jesus, when he was here on earth, he talked much about the kingdom of God. And God has called us to live and walk in his kingdom. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek first. You know, it's easy for us to seek other things in this life. Riches, popularity, you name it. But he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I was reading in the Old Testament, in the book of 1 Kings, of the time when it was time for King David to be replaced as leader in Israel. And he was to be replaced by Solomon. I'm sure you children, you've heard a lot about David, how he looked after the sheep. He killed a lion and a bear. I often wonder how he did that. I'd like to have that explained. But you know, when you have the Lord on your side, he's able to help you to accomplish what should be accomplished. And I'm sure that was the way with David. He was walking very close to the Lord. He's the one that slew Goliath with a stone from a sling. And the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. David certainly made mistakes, as we all do at one time or another. But David had a repentant heart. And in Psalm 51, tells of his repenting, what he prayed to the Lord. I'll just return to that, Psalm 51. And we can all pray this prayer at some time or another in our lives. And he says, Psalm 51, beginning at verse 1, says, "Mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." You know, it's a good thing not to hide our sin, not to say, "Well, I hope the Lord doesn't notice. I hope nobody noticed it." But he confessed his sin to the Lord. He says, "Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." You know, I guess we all have to say the same thing. It just seems so easy for us to do the wrong thing, so easy for us to sin. And from day one, I know as a little boy, if there's anything I hated was to have to go to bed in the afternoon and have a nap. But that's something my mother wanted me to do. So I remember one day I thought, you know, I'll try something different. So I walked into the bedroom as though I was going to be there for my nap. And I crawled out the window. I lifted the window and crawled out. And then I was walking away. And, you know, I heard Albert's name in the background. Albert. No way I could fool my mother that easy. But, you know, I thank God for our parents that taught us obedience. And we couldn't always go our own way. And here, David says, "I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom." We can't hide anything from God, can we? He knows us through and through. He says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." You know, when we walk our own way, it can be a very sad life. But when we walk the way the Lord wants us to walk, it can be just the very opposite, a joyful time. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." What a bad thing that would be, to have him remove his Holy Spirit from us. But God loves to impart his Spirit to us as we are open to him, as we confess our faults to him. You know, obedience is an important thing. And I remember as a young lad, I didn't have a bicycle. Of course, boys love to ride bicycles. And eventually my dad brought me a bicycle. I don't know if it was brand new or used, but it was a good bicycle anyway. But it was in the winter time, and I couldn't ride it wherever I wanted to ride. But you know, the wind on our prairies, it'll make a path around your house that's a little ways away from the wall, and I could ride my bike around that before the snow went. Eventually, the snow was melting away, and now I would be in heaven. I could ride my bike lots of places. But Dad says, "Don't go to town. That's about 2 miles away." So I didn't go to town, but I went someplace pretty close to town. Dad says, "You leave that bike alone for 1 week." That I must confess, that was one of the longest weeks in my life. But you know, I thank God my dad and mother told me something, that they meant what they said, and they stood behind it. And I thank God for that. May God teach us to obey him in everything. Getting back to the Lord replacing David with Solomon. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to 1 Kings chapter 3. And it says, 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5, "In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, 'Ask, and what I shall give thee.'" You know, the Lord talked to people quite a bit in dreams in those days. Daniel had to interpret some of the dreams that the king had. And God spoke to them in dreams, and he spoke to Solomon in a dream. He says, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou shouldst have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in." Isn't that something? He says, "I'm but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in." Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." God wants a humble people that will walk before him, not arrogant. That was Satan's problem. He wanted to be like God. He says, I'd have to read it to repeat it all because it doesn't just come to me. But everything was for him that would elevate him. But Solomon said, "I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in." And you know, I think we can relate to that. We too do not know how to go many times. We need the guidance of the Lord. We need his Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. And I thank God that this is a walk in the Spirit. This is a move of the Spirit of God. And we thank God for the way he is moving. You know, his love, his tenderness, his forgiveness. You know, I thank God for there's people that have come to this camp that have opened their hearts to the Lord, and he has received them. And he's done many wonderful things in our hearts. He's filling people with his Holy Spirit that they might walk and live in the Spirit. He says, if we live in the Spirit, we should also walk in the Spirit. We should not be desirous of vainglory. So Solomon said, "I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude." We are amongst a great people. You know, God is interested in all the people of the world. Jesus paid the price for every man and woman that ever lived or will live. Praise his wonderful name. And he said, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." And praise God, we thank God for the beginning that God has accomplished. It seems in a way we're like a remnant, but God has in mind to bless all of mankind. He says in verse 8, he says, "And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great people?" What a wonderful request he made. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. And so God gave Solomon an understanding heart. He gave him wisdom beyond the wisdom of anyone else at that time, and maybe since. Jesus said there's one greater than Solomon, and that was our dear Savior, Jesus Christ. But Solomon wrote many proverbs, and I'd like to turn to the book of Proverbs and read some of his writing. And Proverbs chapter 3, so we'll read that. And these are words of wisdom. These are words to help us in our walk with God. He says, My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. What more could you really ask for the length of days, long life and peace, to have peace in your heart? What a wonderful thing to know the Lord and to walk in peace, to walk in rest. That you don't have to have a guilty conscience anymore. God has washed your sins away. Jesus took them on the cross of Calvary, and you are free. You are free, free as the birds. Whom the Son sets free, ye shall be free indeed. It says, Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. You know, mercy is a wonderful thing. I appreciate seeing how the nurses, caregivers, serve people in the hospital, the sick and the ailing. Mercy. It's just beautiful to see how tenderly and kindly they'll deal with people. And there has to be strictness as well, of course, but to have mercy on those that are going through a tough time, we need that. And that's what our dear Lord certainly had for us. Mercy and truth forsake thee. And we thank God for the truth that we have in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we need that purity. We need godliness. We don't want a mixed up life. We want one that's walking, as we heard earlier in the meetings, we need to walk in that straight and narrow way. That's the way Christ is. That's the one we follow. Let mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. And God loves to just write on your heart his will. He puts within you his love, his forgiveness. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You know, it's good to please God, but God wants us to please man too. Not in the wrong way, but in the right way. And other places in the scripture, he tells how we should do that which is in the right of, which is good in the sight of other people. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Praise God. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Wonderful verse. You know, this whole chapter is a really good one to memorize. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. You know, to walk with the Lord and not be bothered by many things, but just to be free in the Lord, it's a wonderful place to be. Praise God. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. And there, when he's speaking about the first fruits of thine increase, I'm sure he's referring to our tithe. And we thank God for the order of tithing, a beautiful order that God has established in his word. And he says, when we give to him, he will return to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. I'll change that to honey, so their barrels will be filled with honey. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. You know, God will chastise us. He by his Spirit, he can speak to us. And you did the wrong thing. You said the wrong thing. No, and God likes us to confess our faults to him and to others, if needs be. Be not weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. You know, it's nice to have a good relationship with your father. Though my father was strict, and I knew what when he said something he meant it, yet we were friends. He and I were good friends. He passed away at the age of 73, which is way too soon in lots of ways, but God takes them when he decides. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. You know, we strive so much for have a good bank account and for gold and silver, but the things of the Lord are much more valuable. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then thou shalt walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. I'll just read three more verses. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. We withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. The Lord is always doing good to other people, and he would have you and I do the same. I'd like to refer again to what Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I love that passage in Isaiah. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called..." I better read it so I don't miss it. "The government shall be upon his shoulder, and I'll reread it again. "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end." You know, when you think of that, that his government will go on and on and on, and it'll be a time of peace. You know, the world is in such need of that today. We see so much trouble everywhere, but in his government, there shall be peace. "Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." I think Brother Luff mentioned these scriptures when he was up ministering. And in chapter 10, verse 27, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." We thank God for that anointing that he imparts to his people, imparts to us day by day as we go about our duties. In the 11th chapter, and I love this, it says, "And there shall come forth," verse 1, "there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." And of course, speaking of Jesse, he's speaking of David, and the son of Jesse. It says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." You know, in courts that they have nowadays, they have to have circumstantial evidence for everything. Everything has to be proved as something you could see or hear. He says that won't be in the way of in the time of the kingdom. "He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor." God's righteousness, his judgment will be righteous. He says, "And reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." Brother Sonbo was talking about faithfulness this morning. and how we want to be steadfast. We want to be faithful. You know, when the world looks at us, when the world looks at Christians, if they see people that are steadfast, the people that are faithful day in and day out, that are not wishy-washy, that's what the world wants to see. You know, and it must be very disappointing to see disunity amongst Christians, and we see it everywhere. In our little town of Shelbrook, I can name on at least four fingers the different groups of Christians that are there. Lovely people, wonderful people, but they're all divided. The way I go is better than the way you go. My doctrine is better than yours. You know, the world needs a people that are faithful. And I thank God with all my heart for the unity that we enjoy today. You know, I've had the privilege and joy of sitting with the brethren, and they have many things to discuss, you know, in Africa, and South America, and in the Caribbean, and the Philippines, and in many places, and to see the unity. No one wants to say, "Well, you got to think the way I think." It's wonderful when we can share the wisdom that comes from God. Praise His name. It's a glorious place to be, dear people. It's a glorious place to be. And may God knit us together to see our elders fitting together and flowing together, and our deacons. It's a beautiful thing. And God wants it right down to the home, between my wife and I, between our children and us. You know, I thank God when prophecies went over my wife and I. One of the brethren said to my wife, "You will pray for your husband." And I thank God for her prayers. When I have a ministry to do in one way or another, I thought I'd be maybe speaking earlier on, and I told her that I will need her prayers. And so after that, I talked to her and said, "Well, I didn't minister then, but I believe the prayers that she said then are effective for me today." You know, it's wonderful to be together. Praise God. And I thank God for that my wife and I can pray together. We have the same concerns. If I happen to see an email in the evening for a prayer request, my wife may have already gone to bed. I can go there and we pray together that prayer request. And I just thank God. It's wonderful. And I thank the Lord for what he's done in our home. Incidentally, she had a knee replacement a while back, and she's doing pretty good with it. I talked to her yesterday. She says, "Well, if I have a good rest tonight, I'll maybe drive down to camp in the morning." So I hope she makes it. But whatever, I thank the Lord for the unity that we enjoy. It says in back to chapter 11 of Isaiah, verse 6, it says, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." You know, for that to happen, God has really got to transform the mind of that wolf and that bear, doesn't he? And you know, that bear, he'll say, "Well, that grass is not so bad to eat after all." So he'll choose that rather than to kill the lamb or whatever. "Wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." Praise the Lord. "And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox." Praise the Lord. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. You know, when we go out to the bees, we have to wear a net over our head, we have to gloves on our hands, and have a suit that's impervious to bees. But in that day, it won't be like that. It'll be fun keeping bees in that day. God can change even the honeybee. It says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, and the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. What a wonderful day that will be when the earth is full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. May the Spirit of God be upon us. May we walk humbly before him. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. He said also, blessed are they that suffer persecution for my sake. Theirs is the kingdom of God. So, in every situation, the Lord is with us. We can have our confidence in him. Praise his wonderful name. May God bless you all richly. May he help us to press on for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May he help us to have our lamps trimmed and burning. May he help us to have our cups full so we'll continue on with him. He has great things are in store for his people. The kingdom of God will be so wonderful and so glorious, and we long for that for all the world. Praise his name. Amen.